The Paradise Town Board Advisory Board will come to order January 14th, 2025 at 7, a little past 7:15. Sorry for the delay. We had some technical difficulties. And if you would all join me at the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's been a day. I've been saying it since I was in kindergarten. Okay, let the record reflect that the town board members are here except for Susan Phillip, the chair, who is on vacation. Can we have staff introduction?
Brady Bernhardt with Comprehensive Plan.
Juan Velasquez, Clark County Commissioner.
And I think that's it. Thank you. Just a few items to go over. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. That will happen later in the meeting. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. And if you have any cell phones or any other equipment that might go off, interrupt the meeting, if you could put it on mute or airplane or something, airline. And if you have any private conversations, it gets very difficult to hear. So if you could take them out in that lobby, or you're welcome to use the lobby in the back. And just so you understand the process, the chair will read the item into the record, which is being recorded, by the way. After that happens, the applicant or their representative will come up and give their presentation of their item. And once the applicant has done that, it will be open to the public for any of you to make comment on anything you'd like to make comment regarding the item specifically. Once that's complete, it'll be closed. The applicant can answer any questions you may have presented. And once that's done, it'll be closed to the public. And the board will make their recommendation. Please remember, this is a recommendation only. It is not the final decision. The final decision will come from the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission. So item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please keep up. Please step up to the speaker's table here, and we don't have a microphone, so you'll need to speak up so that it comes out on the recording. And if you would, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anyone have any comments? Okay, seeing none. We'll move on to the approval of the minutes. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of December 10th, 2024 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have a motion for the approval of the agenda for tonight?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for January 14th, making changes to the agenda, moving the election for vice chair and chair after informational items to be read.
We have a motion to approve tonight's agenda with the election of the chair and vice chair to be after informal items, informational items, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any informational items?
No, we do not.
We do not have any informational items. Okay. Tonight is our biannual election of a chair and vice chair for this board, and I would like to make a motion to approve Kimberly for Kimberly Swartzlander, I guess I should say, be formal, for chair. She's been on the board now for what, 3 years?
2 years.
2 years and
some months.
She's been very active on the board, and so that would be my motion. So I'll make that motion to approve Kimberly for chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And then as we move the election forward, I need to make a nominee for the vice chair, and I nominate John Williams. He's been with us for 20 plus years,
yeah, 24 years.
And been a very valuable part of this learning process for me. So that's my motion.
So we have a motion to appoint John Williams, myself, as vice chair. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
So I'm taking the chairperson position. I'm fairly new at it, never done it before. I've done some other organizations that are so informal, so I apologize if I mess anything up for anybody. I have some help here and other people and Blanca that will help me, and I look forward to having a great meeting. So let's start with agenda one so we can go home. Okay, the first agenda we're going to be hearing today on the agenda is AR24400135DR220582, Capstone Christian Academy Design Review, Fourth Application for Review for an additional and existing school of 2.8 acres in a RS20 residential single family zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road and south side of East or Serene Avenue within the Paradise. I think that's you.
Good evening. My name is Craig Lucas at LUCAS. Address is 9075 West Diablo Drive, Suite 103, here on behalf of the applicant. We're here tonight to do one last architectural review to give the update on the offsites for the school. Happy to say that all of the offsites have been completed. Flashers are operational. The school has their certificate of occupancy, and so they've satisfied all of the public works conditions.
What's that, Bridget? Is there anybody here to be heard on this agenda item? With that being said, does anybody have anything to say on the board? Any comments? Does anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
All denied? You're going in front of, let's see, Planning Commissioners on the 21st.
Thank you.
That's the preliminary staff conditions.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to number two. ET24400136WS230700 Vega, I'm gonna say this, Victor Manuel, and Vega Paula, waiver of development standards for extension of time to increase the height of a structure in a conjunction with the single family residence of 0.5 acres in a RS5.2 residential single family zone, generally located on the east side of Cottontail Lane, 480 feet south of Rochelle Avenue within Paradise.
Yes, my name is Paula Vega, VGA, my address 4375 Cottontail Lane. Yeah, we're requesting extension of time. We have a minor aviation, is it? I think that's called minor aviation, something. They need to review our plans. They're being reviewed right now, and so they told me to come and ask for the extension of time.
Is there anybody else that from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? That being said, I have a quick question. Did they give you a time frame of how long they said that the permit would take?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
No.
Is the garage being used?
It is being used.
So how much longer are you going to go on with this without all the
permits? It all depends on the permits. We're working on it. We're just waiting because they sent me to zoning and then to planning, and I mean, they have me back and forward everywhere, so it's not up to me because we want to finish. It's just up to the permits and the engineers. And
so when was the last time that you were in contact with the permit department?
Last month.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody on the board have any comments?
I kind of have a cat now. And we're dragging this on, they're using it, they don't
mm-hmm.
have all the permits.
Yeah, us too. I mean, we want to get over it.
I would say, it says here that they're recommending giving you until the end of this year, I think it was December 5th of 2025. Are you going to be able to get it done by then?
I hope so, yes, because it's not up to us.
Would staff think that they should be able to get it done by then? That's what they...
That's our opinion.
Because I wouldn't be inclined to approve this again, because you built this thing without a permit, you raised it, you're using it, and then dragging it on. So you need to be in contact, if it's every day, with county until you get those permits and you get this done, okay? Because
yeah,
I wouldn't want to see it come back here again before Christmas.
Okay.
Somebody who make
a motion?
Move to approve the staff conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All denied?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Oh, I said yes.
Oh, I heard
no.
Denied.
No.
It's a
no.
Can you do it? Just to say closing.
Okay. Okay, moving on to item agenda number 3.
I'm sorry,
I just have to read it in.
Madam Chairwoman, members of the board.
She needs to read it.
I just need to read it in, then I'll get right with it.
Go for it.
UC 240700 Aussie Optics Holding Incorporated, use permit for the following: outdoor dining and drinking in a restaurant and related facility. Design reviews for the following modifications to the building: elevation and outdoor dining and drinking area in conjunction with the previous approved bathhouse and health club personal services facility of 3.35 acres in an IL industrial light zone within the airport overlay. It's generally located on the north east corner of Decatur Boulevard and Patrick Lane, alignment within Paradise.
Madam Chairwoman, members of the board, Michael Bellon, B as in Bravo, E-L-L-O-N, 1408 Saintsbury Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. We're here to seek a use permit for restaurant, outdoor dining and drinking on a previously approved project, as you see, that has been entitled and permitted and is currently under construction. It was always the owner's desire to include a restaurant component in the project. We had anticipated including it after we opened, but COVID having slowed things down and a few other issues, we are well underway, so we've decided to move forward and request the use permit for the restaurant. That would be on the second floor of the project, which has a balcony, which is why we need the outdoor dining and drinking as well. And then on the first floor, there is a bistro component to the project. It is basically a spa, salon. They talk about the Turkish bath because there's no bathing involved in Turkish bath. It's really just a scrub, massage kind of component that is taking place in a moist environment, a steam room.
Other than that, there's also a marble retail facility. The owner of this project owns marble quarries in Turkey, and he's bringing his products here. So I have some exhibits and some samples of the restaurant. And on the second floor, the dining area is about 30% of the second floor in that restaurant. And then this is just some images of what that facility will look like. Again, he's very highly involved in marble and travertine and onyx, so we'll be presenting that. And then on the first floor, there's a much smaller component, and that is this area right here. And that is the bistro for casual dining after some massage or spa treatment or salon activity. And this is what the first floor cafe looks like. We're asking for no variances, no waivers of any condition. We meet all the parking requirements and every other condition that the county has, requires of us. So we are here seeking your approval.
You good?
I am, thank you.
Okay. Allow me, this is the public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? That being said, I'll close it to the public. Anybody on the board would like to make a comment?
Just a question. Is there something else like this in Las Vegas that's a Turkish bath and then a restaurant in the same facility?
We believe there are at the, in the Aria, there is a Turkish bath facility and many restaurants there.
Right.
And there's one other project in what used to be the Mandarin Oriental, I can't remember what it is now called, also has a Turkish bath incorporated with its salon.
Can you
test your
breath. Oh.
Yes.
Is it working?
We don't know. Yes. We need you.
Sorry, we're just taking a slight delay to make sure we're on. Does anyone want to make a motion on this item?
No. Move to approve the staff conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
All denied? Okay, so you go in front of the PC on 121.
So much.
Good luck. Item number 4, WS240697, cases Jason, waiver of development standards to reduce the site interior setback conjunction with the proposal of a single family residence on 015 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone within the airport. I always want to say this one. Environs. Generally located on the east side of Euclid Street, 590 feet north of Patrick Lane within Paradise.
Good afternoon, members of the board. My name is Jason Casas. That's Casas, C-A-S-A-S. For properties, my residence is 4345 East Hacienda Avenue. I brought some copies.
You can hand them.
Okay. Today, requesting a 5-foot setback waiver for the from the property line at the proposed single-family residence. A waiver of development standard is necessary to construct the residence due to the width of the partial. I intend to comply with all other applicable sections of Title 13, including providing the necessary 30 decibel noise attenuation for the AE70 airport enviros overlay. I feel that there is no adverse effect that the to the area and will add value to the neighboring properties. So if you look at the plan drawing, the first page is a render of my proposed property. The property is fairly narrow. It's 30 by 270 feet long. And to comply with code, I would have to request a setback on the north side of the property. If you're looking at the render, that would, the north side would be that wall right there. Now, on page two of my drawings, there's a current picture just of the vacant lot. And page three is just a different angle. And also included in the drawings, there's going to be a site plan. So I'm requesting a site 5 foot setback waiver just on the north side of the property. Everything else would be in compliance with local codes.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Closing it to the public. Is anybody on the board would like to speak?
Yeah. And the lot is reminiscent of a lot she found in the early 1900s.
Excuse me?
The narrowness of the lot.
Uh-huh.
Does that go back that far, I would imagine?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you...
The lot size.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is very reminiscent of the lot size in the early 1900s.
Correct.
And I imagine in this area as well. And I have a property up in Esmeralda County in Goldfield with almost the same measurements. And they have the same code to build at least 5 foot in from your property line all the way around. The nice thing about it up there is there are no other codes.
Yeah.
So it would not be unusual to have a property like this and need these kind of waivers. That's all I'm getting at.
You want to make a motion?
Oh, okay. I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
All denied? It passes, and you go in front of the PC on the 21st.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you for your time.
And then
good
you
luck
want
to you.
Take these in on the...
Be interesting to see how it comes out.
It's an interesting project.
Yeah, it was a lot of work to get to this point, so I appreciate it.
Moving on to agenda item number 5, UC 240659. Last name I'm not good with names. How do you say it?
Calabalus?
Ivan
Sabalas?
I'm going to go with that. Use permit, waiver of the development of standards and increase in hardship area of 0.16 acres in a RS5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone within the airport. What is this new word? I keep kidding. Generally located on the west. Environs?
Yeah.
Okay, overlay generally located on the west side of Eastern Avenue, 575 feet north of Russell Road within Paradise.
My name is Ivan, IVANA, Lagonel, LAGONELL. The address is 5603 South Eastern Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119. The purpose of my office is because I work with the Spanish people. I do insurances. I work with Nevada Healing, Medicare, and I help people to get insurance. Then the purpose is I work with three people, and this area is the office. It's the garage now, but in the future is the office. That is it.
Good. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? If not, closing it to the public and opening it to the board. I have a question on this one. So the staff says you're going to have how many employees?
I have four, but in this area, maybe two of in every single day there, because it's a small county. I have different offices in Bonanza. Okay. There's two there and two here.
So on your other office, how many parking spots and how many clients come to meet your staff? Well, like, you have another office.
Yes.
So your average person, you have how many people at that office?
Two.
And on a given day, how many people come and go out of that building for parking? That's our concern on Eastern.
Yes. Maybe because the most people call, but maybe one a day.
Okay. So you have a lot of work.
Nobody
wants
to go to the office because they don't
start. Yeah. I have a question. Where does the people that live there, where do they park?
In here. There's one, two. One is here. One, two, three, four. On me, here.
So how many was that?
It's eight is spot in totally.
Six.
Then I park here in front of the garage.
Okay, so folks, I'm supposed to use this. So you have six cars there sometimes, or eight?
Eight cars?
Yeah.
With
your customers
for us,
and
for
your employees?
Two cars.
Two cars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a question. How many people are living at this residence right now? And is that full capacity right now, or is that going to increase in the future?
No. Now it's living one, two, three, like five people there.
You have five permanent residents in there right now?
Yeah, but one of them is in Europe, but they rent here to put his stuff there. But it's maybe four people there. Yes.
Okay, no intention of adding any more
to
the residence.
How big is your building?
Huh?
How big is your building?
It's 2,000 square.
2,000 square feet?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
When this property was originally up for sale,
This property is...
I said when it was up for sale at one time. It's not up for sale right now, is that correct?
No.
Okay. There are pictures on the internet. There were at least seven bedrooms in that house, and there was a bed in every room, including the kitchen. So what are you really trying to do here?
In the garage. Somebody is living there, but I moved and he left, and then I am there now.
And then you're going to have an office in there somewhere?
In the garage, yes.
She's converting the garage into an office and a living space.
There are going to be bedrooms in there too?
In the garage?
Yeah.
No, it's only office.
You know, I have a hard time with this. It just doesn't add up. I'm sorry.
Do you...
I think we're looking for a way to just put more people in the house. And I don't think, on top of the fact that I don't think that's realistic, there's not enough parking.
And if you have five renters... And then you and two employees.
No, so it's one, me, by another person. It's
okay.
Two.
So seven parking spaces.
And potentially at least seven bedrooms.
Yeah,
not including people coming to the garage, which is supposedly an office.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we want to make a motion?
Does anybody else have
anything?
I'm sorry, but I would have to agree with staff on this. I'd make a motion to deny.
Is that no? Not
I agree.
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
You want to call them?
On this one, sorry, this.
Yeah.
I don't have to do any staff, like anything on the other comments, and all in favor or.
You can call the motion. I've made the motion.
Okay, so with the motion on the floor to deny, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all, that's what I get confused on that. I'll bring that up. So you will go in front, it's not the final decision. You'll go in front of the PC on, I think you go on the 21st as well. Okay. Yes, on the 21st. And you'll go in front of them. So you'll move forward with our recommendation.
Okay, thank you.
Item number 6, WC240688JH GB2 LLC Waiver of Development Standards for the following: Modified Maryland Parkway Overlay Design Standards, eliminate buffering and screening, eliminate residential adjacent standards, allow attached sidewalks and alternative driveway geometrics, design review for moderation to the existing commercial site on 0.47 acres in a CG commercial general zone within the Maryland Parkway MPO overlay, generally located on the southeast corner of Maryland Parkway and Elizabeth Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. We are on just about a half acre on the southeast corner of Maryland Parkway and Elizabeth Avenue. This site is currently zoned commercial general and planned corridor mixed use. This site's within the Maryland Parkway overlay. To the north of the site is commercial. To the east of the site is multifamily residential. And to the south of the site is an existing Jack in the Box. And to the west is the university across Maryland Parkway. This was previously a 7-Eleven convenience store. It's currently just an existing building at the time. It's not operating. The applicant's coming in with a design review and waivers of development standards for a commercial building with space for two restaurant end users. So the existing building will remain as is. It's about 3,800 square feet. The applicant is going to add on another 440 square feet to the western portion of the site. It would be for two restaurant end users. The height will increase just slightly from 18 feet to 22 feet. But again, the existing building will remain the same. So here's the site plan. If you can see, there's going to be access off of Maryland and Elizabeth Avenue. Currently, there's a second access point, which will be closed when this is developed. Parking will separate the street frontage from the building. We have parking along the center portion of the site, as well as the southern property line right here. There's a trash enclosure situated along the southeast corner, as you can see right here. Artwork will be deferred, which is required in the Maryland Parkway overlay. That will be deferred to a later application, so it's not part of this application. We are meeting the parking through the allowed reduction in parking in this overlay. So we have 18 spaces where 26 is required, with which staff has no issue with. Like I said, we have a few waivers on this site, including waivers for throat depth, approach and departure distance, the commercial driveway standards, to name a few. However, that's because this is an existing site. We're constrained by the existing conditions. Here, we're really trying to repurpose and reinvent this site here on just half an acre and work with what's already there, as opposed to a complete knockdown and coming in with something new. So again, you know, the applicant's hands are a bit tied with the commercial driveway as well, and throat depth, as well as the access points and where they're situated with respect to the intersection. We have additional waivers of the Maryland Parkway standards for window transparency and the enhanced sidewalk. Again, the enhanced sidewalk, that's a function of the constraints of the site. However, we do have, and I'll show you on our landscape plan, a 20-foot pedestrian well here. As you can see, we have a 10-foot sidewalk, and then there's another 10 feet of landscaping, and then an amenity zone right here. And then along Elizabeth, we have a 23-foot landscape buffer and then a 10-foot sidewalk. In addition to that, we have a waiver for the attached sidewalks that are in place. Again, it's remaining as is. It's similar to what's existing in the area. This site is also part of the bus rapid transit project, so those improvements will be part of that and taken care of by those civil improvements. I'll show you a few of the elevations. The existing building will be modified and improved both internally and externally. You can see it's going to be a mix of brick, stucco, and paint. Will be a bit more modern and in line with what's there today around the university. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Oh, sorry, staff is recommending approval, and with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
You want to cut up here and I'll switch the spots now. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody that would like to be heard on this item? With that being said, no one here. So is it open to the board?
Okay, I have some questions on it.
Yeah, me too.
The sidewalks. You want to keep the existing sidewalks instead of the pedestrian realm? And if so, why?
So the attached sidewalks will remain. Part of that's because there's not enough space to do the detached along Elizabeth. Along Maryland, what we have right now with essentially the 10 and then the additional 10 feet of landscaping, it meets the intent of providing that extra landscaping. However, it's going to be modified through that BRT project anyways, so it will be taken care of under that wing, but for the purposes of this application, the applicant has chosen not to go forward with the detached sidewalks.
And then up at the top on the north end, you closed off one of the entranceways. That one happened to be the farthest one from the corner. Why is that? Because what we generally try to do is to make those further away from the corner.
Sure. I believe that's a function of...
Are you going to have something there?
Well, the addition to the building, and I think the footprint of the building...
Did you have some, trees there or something? I thought I saw something in the design review.
There will be, that 23-foot landscape buffer will be here. So aesthetically, it will look nice, add some greenery to the space. But I hear you're
what kind of restaurant is it going to be?
So one of the tenants has confirmed it will be the Buffalo Wild Wing Go, which is primarily or solely takeout and delivery, not your standard, dining restaurant.
So you wouldn't need as much parking because it's not really that many sit-down areas, if any, inside.
Perfect.
Not much of any sit-down areas for people to eat, as you would in perhaps another type of restaurant.
Correct, and I think that falls in line with this area. When I was a university student, you walk across the street, grab something to eat, you head back to the library. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of students on foot, so parking, and I think the overlay reduction that it allows kind of factors in that reality of student life along this area.
I sat on the Citizens Committee for that BRT, and I had something in my mind when I read this because they're just started construction on putting the electrical and conduits in the ground because that creates a big problem on Maryland Parkway when you're trying to bring it up to code and you have these power lines and power poles sitting in the wrong place. And so here we are with a whole page of waivers, and we've barely begun the construction of that part of Maryland Parkway. So what happens with Maryland Parkway, you can't look at it as it is today. You have to look at it from the standpoint that you're going to go from 6 lanes of traffic to 4. And then you'll have a bus lane, I believe, on either side. So those will be your turn lanes. And even they have admitted that that's what those will be, as well as bus lanes and bike lanes. So it makes turning into that area a little bit safer, assuming they don't run into a bus or run over a bicycle. So I kind of see where staff is coming from on their recommendation to approve. And I really don't have that much of a problem with it, because when they come down through there, they're going to be making changes as well, which may impact your property there.
I have another question. You said one's going to be Buffalo Wild Wings. And is the other going to be a sit-down dining place?
It's unknown at this point.
Oh, so you don't have it rented yet?
Yeah, it's not confirmed. It's, you know, they're looking for, you know, your fast casual restaurants.
Okay, because my concern, I know you use parking and nobody else seems to be concerned, and I'm relatively new, trust me. I think when you have two fast foods, I think 16 parking slots for two fast foods, not a lot, especially if it's at lunchtime. I don't know. You don't know.
Well, you kind of see that on the Tropicana.
Yeah.
Where the Walmart is. And I think there's a McDonald's there, and they probably have about the same amount of parking as what she's requesting. In fact, actually, you probably have a little bit more.
Does anybody want to make a motion? You can try.
Make a motion?
Sure. Make a motion. All in favor?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm
no, I know. Trust me, I'm still learning okay. too. So you want to make a motion? Are you going to approve with all?
I make a motion to approve the request.
Subject to preliminary staff conditions?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All denied? And it passes, and you're going to the BCC on the 22nd.
Thank you.
Good luck. Okay, number 7 on the agenda, UC240704 MD Properties LLC, DP Driftwood LLC use permit to allow an office within the existing commercial industrial complex of 9.39 acres in an IL Industrial Light Zone, generally located on the west side of Dean Martin Drive and the north side of Alibaba Lane within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? Do I hold it over, Blanca, if nobody's here? Okay, so we're going to hold that agenda item to the end. Moving on to number 8, UC240744, QC Standby 24 LLC use permit for a school design review and the modifications to a shopping mall of 2.0 acres portion of a 76.04 acre site on a CG commercial general zone within the airport Avon, I never can say that, AE60 and Maryland Parkway overlays, generally located on the north side of Katy Avenue and the east side of Maryland Parkway within Paradise.
Good evening, Timo Kusella, that's K-U-U-S-E-L-A, 3634 South Maryland Parkway, 89169, representing QC Standby 24. And basically what this is the former Macy's building of the Boulevard Mall, third floor to be used for a charter school, middle school-aged students, and the adjoining parking garage to be used for recreational area. So the students will be isolated from, you know, any kind of mall traffic. Dropping off of students will occur early in the morning when the mall is not busy. And then, of course, picking up students is not really an issue because it's a fast process. Minor modifications to the exterior of the building to accommodate. Currently, there's a bridge going from the second floor to the parking garage. We would add a bridge to the third floor. Because this is going in the third floor, so we have a bridge from the third floor of the building to the third floor of the garage, and then some safety fencing on the garage to accommodate the children's space up there. That's basically it.
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Not seeing anybody. I open it to the board.
This is a design review.
So, yeah.
What do you have to show us?
Did you bring any site plans or anything for us?
I know they told. Are you the one that worked with the county on this?
Yes.
I know they told you what to bring.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, this is my first time doing this, so My apologies.
I think you're, the problem with, I'm agreeing with John, if it's a site plan, it's kind of when you ask us to approve something, we have nothing to look at. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion deny because I don't know what I'm going to make a motion to approve without seeing it. So that would be my motion.
I would make a suggestion that maybe he could come back at the next town board meeting. You still would have time at that point to go to the planning commission on the 4th of February.
So that's the motion you want to make?
Yeah. Do you think you could do that?
Do you have site
plans?
Are you willing to do that?
I have everything. I turned it into the county, and I assume that they like provide you with packets of everything, but I guess they don't.
No. Okay. No, you're supposed to bring all that and show us what it is. I mean, it's very difficult for us to make a decision on something when we can't even see it, like the chair was saying. So when you come back, we'd like to see what it is you're going to do, because I do have some questions about it, but I'll hold those until you can bring the plan and you can show us.
Okay.
Okay? So I would make a motion if they come back to, since the applicant's in agreement, make a motion if the applicant come back on
January
28th.
Okay.
The
that sounds
meeting.
Great.
We'll be on the agenda then. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
With that motion, everybody, no, sidetrack. Well, all in
favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All denied?
Okay.
Okay, moving on to item number 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. I think you've agreed to read them all in together. Oh, this is going to take. Okay, let me give a sip. Okay.
Please get some water.
Yeah. Okay. Number 9, PA-2470038. How do you say your name? How does it? Caton Noreen? Plan amendment to the the land use category of 2.5 acres of ranch estate neighborhood RN to the lower intensity suburban neighborhood LN, generally located on the southwest corner of El Dorado Lane and Amigo Street within Paradise. I'm going to read the next, keep going. 10ZC240710, zone change, reclassifying 2.5 acres from a RS20 residential family zone to an RS5-2 residential single family 5-2 zone, generally located on the southwest corner of El Dorado Lane and Amigo Street within Paradise. Number 11, VS240714. Blanca, if I'm reading underneath to, because they're all different names, is that going to make a difference? They're all different names that are on here, so can I, because they said I could read them all together, I can read them all together, right? Okay. Easements of interest to Clark County location between El Dorado Lane and Robindale Road and between Amigo Street and Beta Lane within Paradise. Number 12, DR240711, for a single family residence subdivision on a 2.5 acre in an RS5.2 design review for a single family residence subdivision on a 2.5 resident single family zone generally located on the west side of Amigo Street and south side of El Dorado Lane in Paradise. Number 13, TM2450153 acreage, tentative map consisting of 12 lots of common lots of 2.5 acres in a RS5.2 residential single 5-2 zone generally located on the west side of Mingo Street and south side of El Dorado Lane within Paradise.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
My name is Susan Florian from Tenney Engineering, 6030 Southwest Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant. What we have here for our first application, we are asking to request the land use from RN, Ranch Estates neighborhood, to LN, low intensity suburban neighborhood. To the east, we have mid intensity suburban neighborhood. To the north, we have PU, public use, which is a school. To the west, we have RN Estates neighborhood, which is undeveloped. And to the south, we also have RN Ranch Estates. Where there is this house. We do believe it is appropriate given that the adjacent street to the east is in intensity. We are asking for low intensity use. Our second application is a zone change. We are asking to rezone from RS20 to RS5.2, which is consistent with the existing single family residential RS5.2 to the east. And will function as a traditional land use between the existing residential single family 20 located to the west and south. And the school and the public school to the north. Our third application is a vacation. We're asking to vacate 33 feet of the south and west and 8 feet to the north and east. Since the property will be developed, we no longer need those easements. Our fourth application is a design review. I do have some of the elevations here. They are a mix of two-story and single-story houses. This is these range from 2,830 to 3,550 square feet. Our last application is a tentative map. This is for a 12 lot single family subdivision. The parcel is 2.5 acres on the corner of Eldorado Lane and Amigo Street. The parcel, as I stated before, is currently zoned RS20 with a land use of RN Ranch Estates neighborhood. The entrance will be through Amigo Street. It terminates in a cul-de-sac. It has detached sidewalks along Eldorado and Amigo Street, and the lots range from 5,511 to 6,539 with an average lot of 5,993. I am grateful for staff's recommendation for approval. I agree with staff's recommendation, and I'm here to answer any questions that you have.
Could this be in a public hearing? Is there anyone that would like to speak on this agenda item? Go ahead and come up and grab the mic from her and state your name and address, please, for the record.
My name is Mark Rose. I live immediately...
Address, please. Can you do your address?
Oh, the address. I'm sorry. 604 Raven Glen Drive. 89123 Las Vegas. I got, well, you can see what they sent me.
Yep.
I got a pile of them. One was registered, which was a waste of time, but I didn't realize that anyway. I live immediately across Amigo. Okay, I have my back wall would probably be partially where the entrance is. There's three homes that would probably be impacted by that. It's been a vacant lot. I've been in that location since 1991. I'm not opposed to any development. I went online and looked at all of the things that she just showed, the homes, and it was hard to determine, you know, which homes were going to go where. I would just request, if it's possible, and I have never done this before, so I don't know what the rules are.
You're going to address to us, and then we'll let her come back up, and then she can answer your question.
Okay.
So that's
at least the two lots that face Amigo, if they could be at least single-story homes, or maybe even the first four lots. You know, we don't have much of a view because our houses are actually set down a little bit on the other side. There's a berm, a hill in our backyard. And our lots are all, my lot's 12,000 square feet, so it's quite a jump from, what is it, R20 or 20,000 square foot lots down to 5,200 square foot lots. I know there's a zone in between, I guess you would call it, R1 maybe. So I don't know if that's a lot of homes for that size lot, in that there's two schools directly across Eldorado. Amigo is speed limit, I believe, at 25. People already literally drive 70 miles an hour on that street. So there are some concerns. I've lived there a long time, seen a lot of wrecks right on the corner of Amigo and Eldorado. And it seems like a nice enough plan. I'm not sure what they're gonna do with the homes. When we moved in, the home right behind us, Lewis Homes at the time, Paradise Vista, said, oh, you're going to have a single-story home there. And the real estate market kind of went south at that time, and they allowed the people to pick their homes instead of dictating what. And we wound up with which was fine. We got used to it. It's been almost 35 years. But I'd like to see, if possible, that the addition to the neighborhood could be mitigated as much as possible without, you know, burdening them so much. But, and I don't know if 12 homes is a lot for 2.5 acres. It seems like a lot for what's in that area now, but it is what it is, so.
Is there anybody else that wants to be heard on this agenda? Seeing nobody else, I'll close it to the public and let you allow to answer his questions on the, do you have a dictation of where the two stories are going as of now, or will it be that just whatever fits on the lot, if you pick that model, you get to place it there?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
We don't have any where the houses are going to be placed at this time. We do have 6 plans that are one story, and I think 1 plan that is 2 stories. So there are more one story homes, but there are 2 story.
Does that help your question? So, is there on the one that your property is? The gentleman's on the
yes,
side of the street.
16, right away.
Is it your reasoning is because you don't want someone looking into your backyard, or because I think in the roadway you're not going to have that issue?
I know.
So I'm just, is that your concern?
Can I just show you on the map?
Yeah, you can show me really quick.
I mean, it's far away. I've already taken some measurements. My home, there's a home on this corner right here.
Okay. Yep.
And then my home, my back wall probably, it's 60, well, I have a huge back wall over here, but on this one it's 67 feet. From what I could estimate, it goes from about here to there. And yeah, you know, they're going to have landscaping. It looked very nice on their website. There's kind of, what you can see here, there's landscaping, there's a sidewalk. And I don't even know that they might see my pool. They can't see my house. I realize that. I'm just
okay.
Trying
That's,
to keep
I just want to make sure I understood what you were so I could.
We're just hoping for single stories.
Okay.
You know.
That's what, there's a lot of that now. Not all of it, but there's a lot of that now. And they just built a development down the street. Beautiful development, all single stories, on Amigo. And but it's not that many houses when that other development. I don't know how big a lot that is, but this just seems like more houses than the other one. I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to open it to the board. Does anybody have any questions?
Mine would be on the development of the property, the number of homes would be allowed under that zoning. So not really that much. You've got 2.5 acres.
2.5.
2.5, so 2.5 acres. But I'm just wondering for the neighbors, because I think even a two-story, they would be able to see in the backyard. I'm inclined to suggest that, I saw it earlier. I would be inclined to suggest that there be a recommendation within what we do, if we approve it, that there not be two-story homes on that side. That's been recommended before on other properties, and that they could be any place else except for at least those two properties that the gentleman was talking about right across from him. As far as this type of thing in the area that you live, you can see some of the same things if you were to go over on Viking between Eastern and Pecos, Mojave, I believe. And it's worked out fairly well. And in fact, there's some new construction in there right now where that's happening. And I had reservations at first, but it seems to have worked out for them.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, we can't have these big homes.
But if you were interested in seeing how it might look,
there was supposed to be a temple there. Originally it was purchased, and there was going to be a temple from like a watt?
Well, that's what happens when you build on the edge of something and there's nothing on the other side. And actually, you're lucky because I've seen, this wouldn't happen here or probably be approved here, but I've seen similar situations in a more, not in a rural type setting, where they wound up, there's going to be homes there and they wound up with a shopping center. So you're doing pretty well with this. But that would simply be something I would like to suggest recommending to the board, and it's not unusual.
Sorry, just to clarify, you would like one-story homes on lot 1 and lot 12, correct?
It was, which two lots are you talking
about? Yeah, he's talking about the frontage at the gates.
Or the first four, even.
Yeah, the first four. That would be mine.
That would make a huge difference, I believe.
Otherwise, I really don't have a problem with
it. But it only looks like there's going to be one.
So do you want,
yes.
Do you want to request that?
I don't know if there's anybody else.
Do you have any?
No.
Are you good?
Okay.
I'll
okay.
Let you do it.
What is that?
9 through 13.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your help, Mr. Williams.
I'm looking for staff, so. You
got it.
I got it here. Preliminary staff. So, I would make a motion to approve item 9, and approve the zone change, item 10, and approve item 11, vacate and abandon, and approve the design review with the recommendation that there not be two-story homes. What is that?
Four stuff? Lots. The first four lots on the...
Bordering the Mico? The first four lots, the four lots bordering, what is that, Amigo?
That's it. You're talking about these two. I'm lots making sure Amigo. It's right here. These are Amigo. Backing up to El Dorado.
Yeah, so Amigo. Along Amigo. So I would make a motion to approve that subject to that recommendation. And I would make a motion to approve the tentative map, item 13. Did I get everything?
I think so.
It wasn't that much.
No. So there's a motion. Did you get that with all that? So there's a motion to approve 9, approve 10, approve 11, 12 you're making, the design
approve
review.
12 with the recommendation
right,
with of no two-story homes along Amigo.
And then approving the, 13. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All have an aye?
Got it.
So you go.
I saw the secretary.
You go February 4th. Did you get all that?
Yes.
Okay.
So make sure you add the lot numbers.
1, 2, 11, 12.
I got
1, 2.
Oh,
I said first four.
If they,
Wanda,
if they change that on the site plans, then that would be noticed later because.
Correct.
They can change the lot plans, so just because they submitted this, we go off those numbers?
We're going off the site.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
So the site plan changes, the recommendation will be on the same plan.
Okay.
But we'll know which ones are
there. Okay. Okay. Good. Moving on. Thank you for coming. Moving on.
Now this is not the end.
You go to.
No,
yeah.
Okay. You'll need to go to the Planning Commission on 2/4. It's usually at 7 o'clock, I think, or something like that.
7.
Yeah. 7 o'clock.
Check the agenda.
On February 4th. Yeah. Downtown.
Do I need to go to that?
Yeah. And you want to be sure that it's not on the consent agenda. So if it is, you'll want to make a request to have it heard.
If it's really important for you to have the single story, he's saying you want to go to the meeting so you can make your voice heard at that meeting.
But they'll be aware of what happened.
They
here.
Will be, yes.
Yeah.
They get the.
But you need to check and make sure that it's not on the consent agenda, that you want it to be heard so you can.
How do I do that?
You just go down to
the. Very big application, it will not be on the consent.
Okay, all right. Just be sure it's not.
Okay, it's not on. Okay, thank you guys.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Thank you for showing.
Trust.
Okay, item 14, VS240737, 3400 Western Avenue LLC, vacant and abandoned a portion of right-of-way between Western Avenue, located between Desert Inn Road and Highland Drive within Paradise. And then we're going to read 14 in with it. Is it okay? Okay. WS240736, 3400 Western Avenue LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: reduce street landscaping, allow attached sidewalks, and three, allow a modified driveway design standard, design review for a site modification in conjunction with an existing cannabis retail store, cannabis cultivation facility, and a cannabis production facility on 6.06 acres in an IL industrial light zone, generally located on the south side of DI or Desert Inn Road and east side of Western Avenue within Paradise.
You did great.
Thanks. Thank you.
We hold the 1980 Festival Class Drive here on behalf of the applicant, Cure Leaf. This, as you know, is the existing reef dispensary cultivation and production warehouse right on DI and Western here. The existing dispensary is located right here in the center of the building. We are looking to move the dispensary to the front of the building and add a parking lot. So that's what's triggering all of the new applications. But we are existing and operating here in the center right now. So this is the front of the building, as you can see here along Western. This is the entrance to the existing dispensary here. And we have parking along the front of the building. So as you can see, it's very bare bones. This is a warehouse development. Warehouse area, we don't have any landscaping, we don't have sidewalks here. So this application is really going to enhance the site, as you can see when I walk through the project here. So this is our new site plan. We would be removing the parking along the western side of the building, except for a couple of the handicap stalls here, and then relocating a much larger parking lot up here to the north. And then this portion of the property would be one way in and one way out. So you come in here and then go out this way. The new entrance for the new parking lot would be here. This is existing. There's actually two driveways existing here and here. We'll be closing one off and then keeping this back one here. And then, of course, the dispensary would go into the front. So one of the good things about this, well, probably the greatest thing about this application and triggering all of these requirements, is that the applicant is now putting in significant landscaping where there isn't any. We do still have some waivers, which I'll go through, but as you can see up here in the front along Desert Inn, we're requesting to keep the attached sidewalk along Desert Inn and Western right here. And then we're providing 19 feet of landscaping behind that existing attached sidewalk. So significant landscape, almost double than what would be required if we were to provide the detached sidewalk, which would be 10 feet. And then along the southern portion of the building, really starting from here down, where there aren't any sidewalks, we're providing the detached sidewalks, as well as 5 feet of landscaping in the front of the detached sidewalk here. So there is one portion of our sidewalk that we won't have 5 feet of landscaping. It's right here in the center. We'll have 2 feet. We had to, just based on the building and how it pops out and what we're doing here, we couldn't put all of that landscaping in, but we are still providing landscaping all the way down here. So this is an existing parking lot that's already in the back. There's existing landscaping back here. It's not shown on here, but it does state here existing landscaping to remain. And then this is what we're looking to do in the front of the building. So this is showing a LED sign that on our plans specifically states that that will come in later, but we are looking to build up this area to come back for that LED later, but I do want to show you what we're kind of doing. So this is from Western. We would be really making the building a lot nicer here, adding some stairs to go up into kind of like a courtyard area. And then this would be the entrance into the building. This is looking at the building from Desert Inn north to south. So as you can see there, this is that signage, and here's the new entrance and enhancing that building here as well. For our vacation application, it's just the 5 feet of right away along Western to allow for those detached sidewalks that we're putting in. So for, if you look through the staff report, staff is supportive generally of the application. The reason they're recommending denial is because we are requesting to leave those attached sidewalks along DI and this portion of Western here. This area really isn't walkable yet. We don't get a lot of walkability in this area. We are providing the detached where there aren't sidewalks, but we are requesting that we keep the attached here, really just to, you know, work with the overall building and site and operation in general. So really appreciate staff's staff report, even though it is a recommendation of denial, but got a lot of great things to say about the project, so I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have for me.
This being a public hearing, anybody here to be heard on this item? If not, close to the public, open to the board. I have a question. You made a comment.
Yeah.
I'm sad to say that I go that way all the time to go to the fashion show because I have a younger daughter. And people walk along that path a lot. Mm-hmm. And they're always coming either from the casino or they're coming across from the other one that you guys have, which I'm glad you're improving this site. I think it needs it.
Yeah.
Especially with competing with the other one across the street. It has a little glam and a little... but I am concerned about that because they do come down, I mean, all the time. Every time I'm there, and I'm not. So I'm always seeing people come around that corner walking constantly.
Okay.
So I do agree with them with that. That safety corner of that, either them coming, there's no crosswalk there. So they don't go up to the, you know, the light. And they come across right there. They go from one to the other. Or they're coming from the casino, from the strip. So that's a concern to me, that corner.
Okay.
So when you said that, it kind of caught me off guard because I'm like, oh, I always see people up in there. And I know you're not here for the smell of it, but I do smell it when I go down there. So I wish you could do something more with that because it's bad in that corner. So, I mean, does anybody else on the board have anything?
So where are you suggesting?
Where they're saying denial for that reason, that corner.
Right, so right here we have existing attached sidewalks and then here is where we put the detached.
And now we have a driveway that's coming out, so you're going to have cars going left and right, and that traffic gets backed up to begin with in that corner. I mean, on a busy, like, especially at Christmas time, you're not turning. It takes 20 minutes because it's just a weird, everybody comes off that freeway and comes that back way. It's not your fault. It's just, that's the shortcut.
Sure.
But that corner, they come from, because the strip is this way, so they walk from, and there's a canopy right across the street, so they walk that corner. It is trafficked a lot. I don't know if they did a study and they could say that, but...
Yeah, based on my discussion with them, they don't see a lot of their customers walking, but you're driving it. Understood.
Does anybody else have a comment?
Well, Public Works Development Review, I'm looking for the right one now. Waiver Development staff cannot support, Public Works cannot support the... to not install the detached sidewalk.
Right.
At the end of Western, detached sidewalks on the street. Yeah.
So you guys...
I would have to agree with them on that.
Yeah.
You're keeping both park... You're keeping this parking lot down here?
On the south, yes.
They have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a total of 209 spaces. Okay. Where 180 are required.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you love the rest of the application,
I mean, that corner needs, it's ugly down there.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand what they're doing, so it's going to be, it's going to bring it up the elevator.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
So perfect. I just, my concern is that
sure.
Where I have,
yeah. For our, I didn't mention our growth depth and our departure distance. Public Works was happy with that because they're, we have such a long area.
Right.
They won't. And we're closing off the closer driveway, so, right. So that'll be helpful. But understood the sidewalks. We'd be happy to look at it before BCC as well.
So do I make, because she has 14, if she's willing to look at that, can I make a motion?
We could,
how do I?
We could make a motion to approve.
If you need a little help.
Are you?
Yeah.
Go ahead and take two separate motions.
Okay.
Item number 14, get that out of the way, and then if you get to item number 15, that it sounds like you might want to approve the application with the exception of waivers 2A and B.
2A and B.
So then just we
okay.
Just deny waivers 2A and B. Okay. And then we need time for the Public Works to see if we can't change something to the Public Works.
To the, yeah. Okay. So,
I don't know if
that
should be able to, but it sounds
like. Right. So that's my concern. That's it. I love the thought of the project and
yeah, so
being
yeah.
improved. I think it needs it down there.
So go ahead and start off with that.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to approve with staff conditions on number 14. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll deny. And then I'm going to make a motion to approve design review. Would that be it? And denial of 2A and 2B of the waiver?
So you're going to approve waivers 1 and 3A and B, and deny waivers 2A and B, and approval of the design review.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to approve waiver 1 and 3 and deny a waiver of 2 A and B. Is that correct?
And then you approve the design review, correct?
And yes, and I'm approving the design review. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All deny? So you go to, are you...
Oh, actually.
Nope. What happened?
Well, you know what? 2A is the. Oh, no, another thing. Sorry.
Good?
Too hard.
Okay. No, ignore me. Don't confuse me. Okay. We are now. Is there any general business?
Yes.
Yes.
What have we got?
The bylaws. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got
it. Oh, I got to close it. Okay, we're going, we held item number 7, so we're going back. Is there anyone here for item number 7?
Motion to return to the board.
There's a motion to return to the board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All denied? Okay. Now I can go to the end?
Yeah, now you get to the bottom.
Calm down a minute.
Okay. So now we're just going to...
No, we do have general business.
I thought we...
Yes, we do.
By return to board, you mean January 28th.
So there is no need for a motion. You all have your copy of your bylaws. Just make sure that you can use them. If you have any questions, feel free to just reach out to me with regards to the bylaws.
And so I just have to close it, right?
Next meeting
January 28th.
You don't have any comments? January 28th.
Well, yeah. Do we have to do that still?
So go ahead and read
comments by the general public.
Yes.
Okay. A period devoted to the comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No discussions, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote. Is anybody here to speak? No.
Next meeting.
Next meeting date is January 28, 2024.
Motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Aye.
No, you did.
I got going.